Okay. Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
So we all have siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever do anything that may have scarred them for life?
Not that they've told me. I'm sure they would have told me by now, wouldn't they?
Maybe.
You didn't pull like some massive prank
on them?
Why
would they be holding that back?
Because that's the joy
right at this
of harboring.
Point, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
they'd
never
let
happen.
You know.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, but, I mean, we fought, at times, but not too bad. Anything I can... Nothing at least sticks out to me as though, may have been life-altering.
Right. You didn't
damage.
You didn't shave off maybe one of your brother's left eyebrows
no.
the day before the 7th grade Valentine's Day dance.
Oh,
no.
That's brutal. That's brutal.
That's one of the things on this list. Also, mixing in, some of these are just horribly mean, like inserting, guinea pig poop into a bag of chocolate chips.
Oh,
see, that's too much.
No.
Too much.
That's borderline poisonous.
I know. But see, now this one I like. Her sister was vegetarian, so she ended up putting some pork juice in her dish of ice cream. She didn't know.
She didn't notice?
She ate the whole thing.
That seems like it would change the taste of the ice cream.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. You're not being very observant. Were you drunk?
How bad do you want that ice cream? I don't care. I'll eat it anyway.
That's right.
It tastes a little saltier than I remember. Oh, well. I remember that I hid in my closet and constructed, I don't know what you would call it, but it was a lot of snow pants, a snow coat, and I had a stuffed animal of Alf. Remember Alf the alien?
Yeah.
And I put that as the head, and I was able to fill out the arms. And so when my sister walked into her room, I opened the closet, and I threw this big thing. It was about 4.5 feet tall. I threw it at her. She was scared of her closet for about 6 months. And I felt that was a job well done.
280-1025. The things you did to your siblings, or maybe they did them to you,
mm-hmm. It
still stick out.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to forget so easily.
Uh-uh. Maybe it traumatized you. Maybe you claim it traumatized you, and you're playing that card still. That's fine.
Right.
Get as much mileage out of it as you can.
Mm-hmm. Still bringing it up to mom and dad.
My sister likes to bring up that I would always lock her out of my room. But there was 10 years between us. You can imagine I'm like a 13-year-old with this 3-year-old sister. I mean, yes, I locked my door because she was always up in my business.
See, I think the thing that comes up with me and my siblings the most is that I more or less paid them off to not tell on us for skipping church.
Wait, you would pay them off?
Right, because I was the oldest, so I didn't want to go to church. And they didn't really want to go to church either.
Right, they didn't care.
So I would be like, all right, I'll tell you why. We're going to go to church. We're going to stop and get the bulletin.
You've
got to stop and get the bulletin. And also, I have to check the parking lot for like my grandparents' cars and stuff.
Right.
So who was there? Oh, I didn't see them, but I saw Grandma and Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Didn't get a chance to talk to them, but they were there.
They were there.
Yeah.
Here's
very
the bulletin.
Smart.
And then we would hit the stores and get the treats.
Uh-huh.
That's where I'd pay them off. Here you go. Here's your
good for you.
Here's your candy. Here's your soda. Whatever. That's what still gets brought up.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
sure. I was the heathen of the family.
Right.
Much to your parents' pleasure. Yes.
Depriving others of their faith.
I can't believe we got away with it. I mean, for Madison, Iowa, not that big of a town.
Yes.
I figured for sure we were going to... I mean, I got even brazen. Mm-hmm. We started going to restaurants at one point.
Oh, boy.
Because the candy wasn't enough anymore.
Right,
all right.
They want pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yeah.
Beth, this was you and your brother?
Well, I was annoying him, as I usually did when I was little. And he was 12 years older than me. I think he was babysitting me. And I learned that saying, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever bounce stuff me sticks to you.
Yes.
So he picked me up and bounced me off the wall and said, did that stick to me?
I can't stand people that have to take things so literally.
That's a good...
And to this day, when we get together, he's like, you still rubber?
Yeah, that's one you don't forget. Thanks, Beth. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.